Listening, Romeo and Juliet, a work by the brilliant English playwright William Shakespeare. When at the beginning of the 14th century, Dante mentioned the Capulets and the Montagues in the Divine Comedy, he could never have imagined that 200 years later, these two surnames would come to symbolize the ultimate expression of tragic love. He was, in fact, referring to two political factions. Already in Shakespeare's time, sentimental tales from Italy were immensely popular. One of these stories eventually reached the ears of the brilliant English playwright. He relocated the action to Verona, made Juliet the only and late-born daughter of the Capulets, and enriched the tale with unforgettable supporting characters, such as the old nurse, Paris, Friar Lawrence, and others, who shaped and complicate the brief days during which the young lovers experience their passion, weaving a web they don't realize they're caught in. Romeo and Juliet is, beyond an unforgettable romance, a study in the misfortunes of poorly arranged fate. If Romeo had not crashed the Capulet ball, if Juliet's father, upon recognizing him, had politely but firmly asked him to leave, if Mercutio, the witty friend, had been more restrained, if Tybalt, Juliet's cousin, had not been so impulsive, if Friar Lawrence had not been quarantined under suspicion of plague, if Juliet had married Count Paris, if just one of these events had unfolded differently, the love between the two young people might have faded, like Romeo's initial passion for Rosaline, with which the play begins. But fate, relentless, drives the story to its inevitable conclusion, a crypt where a young Juliet lies with a dagger in her chest, a lifeless Romeo at her feet, poisoned, and a grieving friar revealing a tragedy greater than any parent could have foreseen. And yet, from all this blood and horror comes an unexpected good, the reconciliation of the Montagues and the Capulets. The power of the story has proven so immense over time that neither bans on its performance, nor poorly executed adaptions, nor mutilated versions of the original have managed to diminish it. Romeo and Juliet continues to be performed with the same freshness and intensity as when it was first premiered.